from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. A collision between two boats on Sunday night has killed one person. Provincial police were called to Meteor Lake, about half an hour south of Moran Village, which is east of Highway 144 via Highway 560. The South Porcupine OPP detachment says the investigation is ongoing, and more details will be made public when they're available. People who live in the James Smith Cree Nation in Saskatchewan are again effectively under lockdown amid a possible sighting of accused murderer Miles Sanderson. He's accused with his brother Damien of stabbing to death 10 people early Sunday and wounding 18 others. Damien was found dead yesterday with what police say are not self-inflicted wounds. RCMP officers are combing the community in search of the surviving Sanderson brother. The Timmins and Area Drug Strategy wants to know what illicit drug users want for treatment and service options. Tomorrow afternoon, it's holding a weekly focus group. Community leader Christiane Blaine says the strategy wants to work on the long-standing, often fatal opioid issue. So it wants to hear from people who have been there or are there.
We're really hoping that we get a lot of people with lived and living experience to come out and talk to us about what's going well and what isn't going well and how we can improve the gaps in the system.
The group meets from 1:30 until 3 o'clock at the main branch of the Timmins Public Library. More now from local history and how, just over 100 years ago, Spanish flu became a worldwide epidemic and the fledgling community of Timmins was not spared. Timmins Museum Director-Curator Karen Bachman says the newly built Schumacher Public School and the school at the Dome Mine were pressed into service as hospitals.
So at the time there were three doctors, and those poor men ran around between doing house calls, taking care of the people in the hospitals, and just basically trying to keep everything together. That was Dr. Moore, Dr. McGinnis, and Dr. Minthorne. They commandeered a lot of nurses as well. There were some nurses who had come back from the front, so they helped minister.
Volunteers were also pressed into service, doing laundry, cleaning, and performing other necessary tasks. By the time the epidemic subsided, 120 people in the mining camp had died. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.